Hi, Bones Jeffermo.
Hi, good afternoon. It's Honey from Local Splash.
Hi, yeah.
Hi, Blake. Yes, I've been reaching out to you. If you could remember, you requested like a refund.
Yeah.
On the recent charge that we did. So I was actually like calling back to inform you that our team has approved the refund, and we just wanted to ask like when you are willing to like pay it again.
Honestly, if I could do it sometime this month, that would be fine. Just here recently and everything with the holidays, I've just been, been a little scrapped. I'd probably say, this month almost over, so, I want to say probably the second or third Friday of next month. Shoot for there, maybe.
Oh.
Does that sound...
Let me see. Let me go ahead and check on that, if that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually billed you this one on November 27. Let me see. Because the only, we can only, like, actually give, like, extension on bills for 2 weeks. So
okay.
Since we actually built this one on 27, it was actually on the 11th that was like the most. If because this one was actually, let me see, the refund was approved. Okay, on the 3rd, we could. Oh, I see. It's actually 2 weeks already from the time it was approved.
Mm-hmm.
The 17th. So if you issue a refund, for example, you wanted to pay by next month?
Yeah.
Okay, let me check. Would you be able to do it like on the, maybe on the 2nd? I'll try to check with my team if that's possible.
How much is it again?
The refund amount actually that was approved is $149 because $100 went to ads campaign.
Okay.
Yeah,
and then
it's a little bit too late.
So is that what's the actual bill?
January. Because what happens is that if we billed you November 27 and then 3 days after, so 4 days after they actually approved it, but it's already like 3 weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
Since the refund was actually approved, so I'm not sure if they are still actually going to grant this. It will appear like 1 month of free subscription with you. If, for example, we are going to be like approving it, if ever they grant it, if they ever they give the free month, let's say. So the next billing date is, yeah, the next billing date is still December 27. Because what happened is that you paid for November 27, right? For example,
mm-hmm.
We do the refund for you. Let's say we will give you like a 1 full month. Your next billing date will still be December 27.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't actually. I don't think I received any refund.
Yeah, we did not actually issue it. That's why, because I had to call you to inform you about it, because we need to know when you are actually going to be paid.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
All right, we'll go ahead and do the refund, and then we'll just go from there.
We'll just leave. We will not do the refund and just keep it. Or if you'd like, I can just go ahead and extend. Here's what we can do. We will not do the refund since it's already, like, too late, but I can go ahead and extend your billing for the month of January. I'll give you 2 weeks. So from 27, that would be your next billing. Instead of paying on December 27, you will be paying on January 10.
January 10th?
Yes. Would that be okay with you? That's 2 weeks extension already for the payment.
And then what's the bill?
That would be $249.
$249? Nah, it's all right. We can go ahead and cancel that.
You'd like to proceed with the cancellation instead?
Yeah, that's just... unfortunately, it's just a little bit too much of a cool advertisement. And, you know, I have everything I mean, I ended up making the whole profile, mm-hmm. website, whole shebang, and then I went with you mm-hmm. guys just to see what the actual revenue was or what it would mm-hmm. be like, and there was not much of a difference, honestly, at all. So
mm-hmm.
it was kind of more of a just a, hey, you know, here's an ad, you know,
mm-hmm.
give, you know, this, that. So, yeah, we'll just go ahead and... It's just not too much inconvenient.
I see. I'm so sorry to hear that. Like, I do understand where you're coming from, especially that, of course, you've spent money on this one and you are expecting results. Now,
yeah.
Can we go ahead and review your account together? I just wanted to show you what other things that we have done for you. And, you know, there are things that we can actually do for you as well.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
can
I go ahead
and share my?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, if there's different, you know, payment plan or something, maybe we can do along with that, but I don't know, $250 for what you guys are providing right now for
mm-hmm.
me just isn't cutting it. You know what I mean? I'm not benefiting
mm-hmm.
anything really, $250, so.
I understand that. I'm so sorry if you feel you're not benefiting anything from the account, but can we do at least an account review? This is for us to go ahead and identify what are the things that are actually stopping us from getting your account fully working. Because one thing that I actually
yeah.
see here is that your Google listing,
yeah.
so it actually needs verification. So,
yeah,
it's still not verified at the moment. So that's number one. That's really like stopping us from going ahead and, you know, giving the account full marketing, because without the Google listing getting verified, customers will not be able to see your account. But,
yeah.
You know, in spite of that, there are still leads that are coming in into your account. I see here there is a lead that today someone sent you a text message. There's also one on the 15th and December 4th. You know what? If we can have the Google listing verified, we can actually go ahead and certainly help you get more leads. There's more that we can actually do for you. In fact, your website is already up and running. Have you checked
yeah.
your website?
Honestly, it's been so long, I haven't even
mm-hmm.
thought about it. I'm saying, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot going on here recently, so, you know.
Oh, I see. Is there anything, Blake, that I just wanted to know if there's anything that's stopping you from doing, you know, checking the website and then getting the listing verified, your Google listing? I wanted to know, like, which area I can actually help. I mean, I really wanted to help you out in your campaign because you are paying us for this one.
Yeah, no. I mean, I don't know. Right now, I'm just not seeing as much,
mm-hmm.
you know, revenue as they're, you know, the $250 compared to, you know, if I was actually making something, then it wouldn't be so bad.
Mm-hmm.
But here and there, you know, I'm not landing none of these jobs and stuff. With the economy,
mm-hmm.
everything's so expensive, it's hard, you know. So, I don't know. Maybe do a different payment plan or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
$250 is a lot for,
Okay. All right, let's see. So currently it's winter time, right? So basically, junk removal, it's like winter time.
Yeah.
Junk removal could be like a bit slow as well.
Yeah.
Let me see. How about this one? Let's go ahead and, pause your local SEO and your Facebook ads campaign. We can do hosting
mm-hmm.
services at the moment. Hosting services is only going to cost you $49 monthly, but I'm going to give you a discount. I'm going to get a $10 discount from that. So I'll give you the lowest price, which is $39 monthly. In that way, we keep the website. You are still visible. And then we will reactivate your account when winter is over. So I would suggest doing it in February or March. In that way, we can work on the account. But, Blake, when we do this one, I have to really ask for your help because the listing really needs to get verified. Even if we go ahead and, like, you know, redo again the campaign by March or February or March, if you don't have the listing verified, still it will be hard for us to send you leads. So I would be really needing your help on that one.
Yeah. Okay. And then I guess one of them I'm willing to keep would
mm-hmm.
be would be the automated phone call and part of the app that way. You know what I mean? If we can
Yes, that's still accessible for you. So what happens is that when we go ahead and switch to hosting services, that means we will just stop the local SEO and the Facebook ads. You can still use the call tracking number and the application as well.
Okay,
so you can still access those.
So I still have the website number and the app. I just don't have the Facebook ads. Yes, see it?
And the local ads.
Yes,
that is what happens.
I have a Facebook page as well, so, you know, it's just kind of, you know, here and there.
It's it's also a bit slow season at the moment, but don't worry, we can go ahead and work on that one. But again, Blake, so let me see. We will be switching your account today for the hosting services. Again, that's $39 monthly. Now remember, Blake, I will be billing your account today with $39, and your billing will be changing every the 19th of the month. And then I will call you on, I would really suggest February, because that's about 2 months before. I would suggest calling you in February. That would be my preferred date. But I mean, would you want me to call February or March?
We could probably do. We could do February.
I could call you in February and then call you in March. Yeah. I mean, if you're not ready yet in February, then let's do March. But I would like to start it at least 1 month before the winter season ends, because we have to make sure that your account is already ranking. So by the time people need junk removal services, we have already worked on your ranking.
That's fine.
All right.
Okay. I won't be able to pay that today, actually. I got too much I'm doing right now at once. I'm not sure, you know, it'd be a better week if I could do it next Friday.
Oh, yeah, certainly. That's actually, your next billing is actually December 27th, so we can still keep the account ongoing right now. And then I will call you on December 26th. That would be next Friday.
Okay, so can you explain to me, slower and steady here, exactly what I don't have now?
Right now? Okay. So what I need you to work on is verification of your Google listing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I will send you an email on that. That will give you instructions. So you have to access your listing and then get it verified. You will actually do a video verification. And then I'll explain to you what you are going to do during that one. Okay, there you go.
Okay.
Let me just pull out more information.
And then what is the differences in the packages? Can you explain to me what I have now compared to what I don't have then?
Okay. So currently we are working on your local SEO. This is the one for your Google listing where we make you visible and ranked on the map section. You also have Facebook ads campaign, and then we have the website, the call tracking number, and your accessibility to the app. All right, that's your current subscription. Now, when we go ahead and switch to hosting services, so what will happen is that we will be removing the SEO, that is us managing the listing for your Google listing and the Facebook ads campaign.
Okay, is the... Google SEO, is that more than Facebook? Or are we able to keep that on there? Maybe that, you know what I mean? Are we able to work with that in there? Or is that part
those
of
are actually, those are two different, campaigns that we run for you. So for the SEO.
Sure. Yes, what's that? How much is that?
Yes, for the SEO, that is the one that you're paying $149. So, we manage your listing, we have you on the website, and then we have we also have the call tracking number for you and the your access to the app, right? Now, if we switch to hosting, instead of paying $149, you will be paying only $39, but we will be removing the SEO for the Google listing. What remains would be the website, call tracking number, and the app.
Okay, let's just, okay. I haven't really received much from the Facebook ads, so let's just go ahead and take that out of there, and then we'll do the $149 next week.
Okay. So you wanted to keep the 149, we will just go ahead and remove the Facebook ads campaign, correct?
Yes, please. That I can okay. do 150. And then if we end up seeing more revenue, then I can move back up, correct?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yes, of course. Anytime.
We can do that for next Friday.
Okay. Perfect. So let's go ahead and do that. And again, please don't forget, you have to verify your listing, okay? We need to make sure that's verified, okay? Because you're paying us for the SEO. You're like, you're paying the $149 full package, but we can't do anything with the listing because it's not verified. Of course, we want to make sure we are able to do what we need to do for your campaign. All right?
Right. Yep.
All right. Perfect. Thank you so much, Blake. So I'll contact you back. Actually, let me go ahead and change your billing. So I actually don't have to call you by next week since you are keeping the SEO, the 149. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to edit your subscription. I will be removing the Facebook ads campaign. And then so that by next December 27, you will not be paying for the Facebook ads. We will only have the $149 for the bundle of SEO for you.
Okay.
All right. So, again, I will not be calling you on December 26th, okay? Your bill automatically be sent by the system on December 27th. And, again, it's going to be $149. And we keep the account active. Should you decide to go ahead and but I will be monitoring your verification, okay? I need to make sure you get verified because that's very important.
All right.
Anytime by next year, if you feel like you wanted to go ahead and reactivate the ads campaign, actually, we have a lot of ads campaign that we can help you.
Okay.
So we can do this one by next year. Once everything is like carries over, that's a good time we start the ads. So we can do Google ads. We can do Google verified for it. So we have Yelp ads. There are different things. Ads campaign to help. All right. So we'll discuss that next year.
So when the year ends, do I gotta go back through and basically reopen my account back up?
Oh no, not really reopen because the account will actually remain active. Since you said that you wanted to keep it by the SEO only, so the account will remain active with $149 monthly billing every the 27th of the month.
All right.
Now next year, should you decide to go ahead and upgrade? Call us here anytime. You can ask for me. I can assist you with the ads campaign.
All right. That works. Thank you.
All right. Perfect. Thank you so much, Blake. Anything else? Or do you have, like, any further questions or concerns before I let you go?
I don't think so. I believe that's it, honestly. I think, you know, 150 seems reasonable. 250, I guess, is a shot. You know, obviously, with the holidays and stuff right now, it's just, you know, a little bit over the head. So... 150 is reasonable. I can do that. So.
Okay, that is perfect. So we'll keep your account that way. And then should any changes occur, just contact us.
Alrighty, thank you.
Alrighty, thank you so much, Blake. Have a great day.
Mm-hmm.